The Electoral Commission EC has been explaining the concerns raised by the MPP about the printing of pink sheets without serial numbers. The EC says it has decided to personalize the statement of poll and the declaration of result forms. It says the forms will be polling station specific and will therefore not require the exercise of discretion during distribution of election officials. It says every form will be embossed with a polling station name, the polling station code, and the serial number. Reacting to early allegations by the MPP on the unique breakfast drive, the head of communications of the EC, Eric Japasu, said the claims of printing forms by the MPP is false and that printing of the forms will start on Thursday, 17th November 2016. He said provision has been made for the printing of 3,000 extra copies of the forms to cater for any unplanned incidents. Also, representatives of political parties will be invited to observe the printing process at the premises of the printing house.
We are not doing anything untoward. The printing by law and by consensus and by the agreement among the two holders must be serialized and must be personalized, customized to the police station so that there will be no discretion in the distribution of the printing. What they are talking about now, we are talking about extra 3,000 replacement checks to avoid a situation where we have printing with cancellations and errors on them which may not stand. Should there be an election petition, the agreement among the stakeholders is that we should have replacement ones so that where a particular station has a problem due to errors or cancellation, there could be a replacement. So this set of pink sheets, we are talking about 3,000, and we have about 275 constituents. So on the average, every constituency is just going to have just about 10 of them. They are in different colors, they are not pink sheets, and they have replacement largely imposed on them. And precisely because they can be sent to any other police station in the constituency, they have not been customized. So that you don't find a situation where you carry a pink sheet which has the police station code of GBC on it and you are sending it to Kanda Primary, and somebody might say, how is it that a pink sheet which is meant by one police station would find its way to another police station? So these 3,000 replacement pink sheets are distinct from the pink sheets meant for the police station, for the collation centers, and the summary of results sheet. They have a different color, they have replacement imposed on them, and they have a minimal quantity.
But Jim Mansakosa said that some of the parties visited where this whole printing is taking place and they saw such.
Very interesting and very interesting, because we have not even started the printing. The printing will commence tomorrow. So how could they have seen that?
You have not started the printing?
The printing is starting tomorrow, 17th of November, Thursday. So how could they have seen that? Oh. I read somewhere that they said they spoke with some of the employees. I don't know who they met.
Yes.
Who told them that they have been told to embolse serial numbers on the pink sheet.
Yes.
And even asserted that the supplementary, the replacement ones that we are printing, even have police station code on them, which also is not true.
Mm.
In fact, you see, let's just assure the good people of this country that we have just a few days to election, everything is on course. All these preemptive allegations may end up polluting the electoral environment and undermine the credibility of the election. It is not true. We are on course and we are abiding by the laws of the election. Where there is a need to build consensus with our stakeholders, we come together and build that consensus so that together we can move towards a credible election. Yeah, so it's because of the need for transparency, because of the need for everybody to be informed, so that all these doubts would be cleared for the electoral process, so that together we can have a credible election. That is why at every stage of the processes, all the stakeholders are involved. You see, they know where the printing houses are. They have been given the opportunity to bring their representatives there, just as we are doing with the printing of the ballot box papers, so that we could all see what exactly is going on transparently. If you are, as a stakeholder in elections, you are the kind of people who are consulted on every aspect of the process. So if as a stakeholder you have some doubt or misgivings about the process, you engage the other stakeholders, then together we trash it out. Okay, is this penchant to always create a negative impression and then try to have truths about the process? It's dangerous, very dangerous. So I plead with the good people of this country to disregard this one. There's nothing underhand going on as far as this election is concerned.